Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Lepo pozdravljeni v ponedeljkovih kulturnih novicah. Prejšnji četrtek je v atriju znanstveno-raziskovalnega centra SAZU potekal pogovor o knjigi avstrijske zgodovinarke Andreje Komloši z naslovom Delo globalno-historična perspektiva od 13. do 21. stoletja. Knjiga je v prevodu Mojce Kranc izšla lansko leto pri založbi CF. S pisateljico se je pogovarjala avtorica spremne študije k slovenskemu prevodu, sociologinja Maja Breznik. Slednja srž knjige vidi v njenem nasprotovanju trditvi, da je v linearnem kapitalističnem razvoju svobodnemu mestnemu delu usojeno nadomestiti vse arhaične oblike dela. Komloši začetek zahodne zožitve pojma dela na zgolj pridobitno delo postavlja v čas industrijske revolucije. Tedaj sta se kraj dela in delovni čas ločila od kraja bivanja in prostega časa. Pridobitno delo se je centraliziralo v tovarnah in pisarnah. Iz oženega pojmovanja dela so tako izpadle druge oblike dela, kot so delo na domu ter gospodinska in subsistenčna dela. Novo koncepcijo dela so prevzela tudi delavska gibanja, ki so se borila proti kapitalističnem izkoriščanju delavcev. Kot razloži Komloši, je novo pojmovanje dela prevzel tudi Karl Marx.
But I mainly go beyond Marx, because I think Marx has a very restricted, I criticize the restricted perspective on work that Marx applies, that is only linked with this gainful employment, with wage labor especially. Of course, he is aware that there are also other forms of work. He calls it primitive or traditional or so, but he's convinced that if capitalism advances, this, let's say, pre-capitalist forms of work will disappear, like work in the household or in a little small agriculture or in the small handicrafts and so on, because the modernization of industry will transform society and then hopefully one day become socialist. But even in the capitalist sense, it will eliminate these other forms of work.
V nasprotju s prepričanjem, da bo mestno delo s časoma nadomestilo vse druge oblike dela, knjiga Andreje Komloši temelji na hipotezi o sočasnosti različnih vrst delovnih razmerij in njihovi povezanosti. Teorijo Komloši podpira z zgodovinskim prikazom kombinacij različnih delovnih razmerij skozi čas na lokalni, evropski in svetovni ravni. Marksistična teorija po njenem mnenju zanemarja zgodovinsko izpričane povezave mestnega dela z neplačanimi oblikami dela, ki jih lahko opazimo še danes.
I think this theory is blocking the understanding of the world of work. Yeah? Because if I observe with less theoretical background, but with more empirical observation, what is going on, I always see this coexistence of forms of work, all even in the most advanced capitalism. Even if in a family that has no access to means of self sustaining reproduction possibilities, but if I look in the field of reproduction, for instance, I mean how children are produced and how old people are cared for, and also if I look into the field, let's say of mental and psychical reproduction, but in the household, a lot of activity, for instance, is concentrated on to support your family members with not only with love, but also with, let's say, help to master difficult situations, to style yourself, yeah, to give yourself a kind of value that you can exchange on the labor market and so on. So there's so much non-paid work that goes together with employment. Yeah? That I cannot speak of overcoming these old forms of work.
Kot izpostavlja Komloši, si podjetnik poleg neplačanega presežnega dela, ki ga zan opravlja delavec, posredno prisvaja tudi neplačano žensko reproduktivno delo, ki služi za obnavljanje delovne sile. Delitev dela po spolu na moško produktivno in žensko reproduktivno delo je privedla do tega, da se cena moške delovne sile določa z eksistenčnim minimumom njegove družine. Žensko reproduktivno delo je bilo tako plačano zgolj posredno. Ko so se ženske v procesu industrializacije začele vključevati v tovarniško delo, je bila višina njihovih mest nižja od moških, saj se je kot njihovo primarno dejavnost smatralo reproduktivno delo, ki so ga opravljale doma. Komloši opozarja, da teorija ne sme pozabiti na neplačane oblike dela.
I mean, I do not blame Marx for the fact that he is concentrating on wage work, because he lived in a period when wage work was exploding, and it was becoming the dominant labor relation in society, and that's why he developed his explanation looking at this fact. And in the meanwhile, it became a framework for analysis, not only for Marxists, for all economists and sociologists, to look at this part of life as the important part of life, yeah? And then there are also some other activities around that you interpret not in terms of exploitation, appropriation and so on, but as something else, yeah? But I think these spheres of life have to be combined, and they are combined all the time, because this access to unpaid work changes its face all the time. Yeah? It isn't changed as a principle, but as I told you, if the mother doesn't, grow food in the garden, but instead correct the exercises of her daughter, it's still a support that she is giving in order to make, her daughter in future a good person on the labor market. So the labor market, and then of course the employers who use the labor market, they benefit from this input.
Že v času pred tovarniško industrializacijo pa se je množična proizvodnja razmahnila v založniškem sistemu. To je sistem proizvodnje, v katerem podjetnik najema podizvajalce, ki zanj izdelujejo končne izdelke. Kot izpostavlja Komloši, je delo takrat potekalo na domu. Delitev med delom za trg in subsistenčnim delom za preživetje gospodinstva tedaj še ni bila tako izrazita. Ker pridobitno delo ni bilo zgoščeno na enem mestu, kot je bilo pozneje v tovarnah, se je kot enakovredno razumelo tudi različne oblike dela na domu, na primer gospodinsko delo. Komloši opiše, kako se je delo v času založniškega sistema razlikovalo od tovarniškega dela.
In the early 19th century when the household economy started to decline and the factory economy, those activities that you perform outside the household grow, and the activities in the household were seen as something that is not considered work anymore and which doesn't have value, which cannot be exploited, but nevertheless is appropriated in the combination of with a gainful employment. And it's also interesting to see that this is a sexualized relation, because a woman always is the one who is responsible for this care in this male breadwinner concept. Before, in the household economy, of course you had a strict division of labor between the old and the young, and the important and the less important, and the owner and the servant, and so on, and of course also between the men and women. But women could have a strong position, and women's work was not devalued at all, because you could not separate the activities for the market from the activities for the subsistence of the family.
V založniškem sistemu so ženske imele več možnosti za opravljanje pridobitnih dejavnosti. V času, ko je bilo veliko povpraševanja po izdelkih, ki so jih izdelovale ženske, so jih moški nadomestili pri opravljanju tradicionalnih ženskih opravil.
For instance, in the textile sector, you could see that when there was a big demand for activities that were performed by females, that could be sold at the market for, and so the wage income of that family could grow, yeah? Then the women were changing from activities they performed, for instance, for food production or baby care or old people care and so on, into that commercial sector of the household economy. And other people, also men, took over activities that usually traditionally were not on their side of among the activities. So it was a certain flexibility with the gender division of work, which followed more, let's say, a status line and, of course, also a patriarchal line. I do not want to say that these households were not patriarchic, but the woman had a position in the world of work, while when the world of work left the household and left the women behind in the household, those women in the household, they were extremely devaluated, and that's why I do not see an emancipation of women performed by the advance of capitalism. It's the contrary.
Kot pravi Komloši, nam zgodovinska perspektiva dela omogoča soočanje s povezavami med različnimi oblikami dela v sedanjosti. V času, ko se industrija seli v države na svetovnem jugu, na svetovnem severu pa svobodno mestno delo izpodrinjajo oblike prekarnega dela, nam ponuja možnosti za mišljenje dela onkraj zastarelega pojma dela. Več o prekarnosti boste lahko izvedeli jutri v konferenčni dvorani Narodnega muzeja Slovenije Metelkova, kjer bo potekal pogovor o knjigi Maje Breznik z naslovom Mestno delo – kritika teorij prekarnosti. Kulturne novice je pripravil Tibor.